Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thanks for having me.
The final report from a study funded by the Swine Health Information Center Wean to Harvest Biosecurity Research Program, in partnership with the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research and Pork Checkoff, which looked at waterless decontamination for transport trailers, has been released. First of all, what prompted this study? Who did the work and over what time frames and with what objectives in mind?
This study has been a part of the collaborative effort between SHIC, the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, and the National Pork Board, and encompassed within the Wean to Harvest Biosecurity Research Program. One of those priorities really honed in on transport sanitation and the development and investigation into alternative or novel technologies for trailer sanitation. This study, performed by Dr. Aaron Kettelkamp out of the Swine Vet Center, oversaw the trial to assess the different mechanisms utilizing an industrial vacuum and modified vaporous hydrogen peroxide to see if they could deactivate PED virus within trailers.
How are swine transport trailers typically cleaned and disinfected, and what are the limitations?
Typically, our swine transport trailers are washed by hand, including disinfection and occasionally heated drying. This is a labor-intense process which needs water and then has to deal with the water runoff. And then there's disinfection management and costs. And lastly, because a lot of these facilities are fixed facilities, it can be very hard to deploy, especially if you find a disease outbreak or something like foreign animal disease. And so there's a lot of limitations with our current wash facilities, up to and including not having enough facilities available to be able to wash 100% of our trailers 100% of the time.
What alternative waterless decontamination methods were actually assessed and why?
Within this study, several different methods were utilized. One of those was using an industrial vacuum to remove organic material from trailers, and then the use of modified vaporous hydrogen peroxide as an aerosol to basically decontaminate the trailers. And so this was assessed because it's always important to try to understand what are other novel or alternative methods that could be utilized for truck sanitation that are effective against the viruses of concern. They're potentially easily deployable or mobile, and maybe have less restrictions than we currently see with the existing way that we wash and disinfect trailers.
What specifically was involved in the pilot study and what was compared?
This study really looked at two different scenarios, and they both utilized mock trailer setups, but one was utilizing a chamber where the hydrogen peroxide was administered, and the other was mimicking more of field conditions using a shroud configuration to be able to use the aerosol within the trailers. Really, they were trying to evaluate the different disinfectant methodologies and contact times between the treatments and control groups, and control meaning that they were not disinfected. And so trailers were evaluated both before and after contamination with a PEDV inoculation. And then once the trailers were inoculated with the shavings and the organic material, a vacuum was used, and then the treatment with a modified hydrogen peroxide was used either in the chamber or in the shroud setup. Lastly, they were also testing for PCR, as well as performing bioassay to try to understand, was the virus denatured after treatment occurred?
What have been the key findings?
It was noted in the study that PED RNA was decreased between the treated and untreated trailers, and this was determined through PCR. However, no differences were determined between contact times, and similar results were noted between the chamber and the shroud application of the hydrogen peroxide. However, when the bioassay was utilized to assess the antiviral activity, none of the pigs had any clinical signs after being exposed to remaining liquid from the inoculated trailers.
Who is expected to make use of this knowledge, and how, and with what objectives in mind?
The information that are gained from this study and others similar to it are really intended for producers, veterinarians, even truck wash managers and staff to be able to assess how can some of these methodologies be applied out in the field. Because again, when we're having a shortage of trailers to be able to wash 100% of trailers all the time, other alternatives need to be available. And in addition, if we should ever face a foreign animal disease of swine in the US, having a mobile and rapidly deployable way to wash and sanitize trailers is critically needed.
Why is this type of work considered so important?
The research is important to be able to try different types of methods within our trailer configuration systems. A lot of times when we're washing trailers, it is relatively complex because you have to remove a significant amount of organic material, work within different cracks and crevices within the trailer itself, and be able to denature viruses that can be relatively environmental hardy. And so being able to investigate different methods such as this are very important to again try to identify what are other systems that can be used to help reduce the risk of disease transmission and spread.
What still needs to be looked at?
Research is ongoing to continue to assess the antiviral activity of this particular methodology. And so that is something that's definitely going to be looked at in the future.
How can anyone interested access details on the waterless decontamination for transport trailers final report or get more information?
This report can be found in our September newsletter, as well as having a link to the final industry summary for the project.
And is there anything that you would like to add?
For the results of this research, as well as other projects that have been incorporated into the Wean to Harvest research program, you can find those at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.